Hey everyone, good morning. Welcome to the Teach Better Today morning show, where the Teach Better team gets to join you live every single morning, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. We have one of my most incredible, like, I would say friends, but really I'm just a huge fangirl of the educator that is with us. I know so many of you are in her DMs, dying to have her come share her information with your school district or your department. So this will be a really, really great starter for those conversations and finalizing, hopefully having her maybe come to your school, you know, within the spring semester. Lots going on here. As you get started, please feel free to share your good morning messages in the comments. We love hearing from you, and we'll be right back to start this conversation. Everyone, good morning. My name is Ray Hewitt with the Teach Better team, and I have Charlie Peck with us. Charlie, how are you doing?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing great, Ray. Thanks for having me.
I love that we're vibing with the same like blue. Maybe today is kind of like a inspiration. Put on your blue sweater this morning. This could be a good, you know, push if you're struggling to figure out what to wear.
Absolutely. It is one of my favorites.
I love a good blue sweater. I actually just grabbed a very cozy blue sweater off Amazon. And I know that I've just become such a sucker for online shopping.
It's too easy. That's why it's way too easy.
Yes. And then to be honest, I feel like online shopping used to be a hit or miss with quantity, like quality, but everything I'm getting recently is a winner. And it just encourages me to unfortunately shop more. So
I know. Yeah. Retail is very different these days, isn't it?
Isn't it? Yeah. So good morning, everyone. We hope that you are sporting your great blue color because that's the color that we've chosen this morning. Charlie, in case anyone is new to our Teach Better family, maybe they haven't connected with you yet on social media, would you mind sharing just a little bit about who you are, what you do in education, how you support teachers?
Yes. Well, first of all, teachers need a ton of support. I know because I used to be a teacher and I've been in education for over 20 years, but I taught high school for 18 years. And so many of my students were struggling with mental health even way back then. So I just got very curious about why, like what is happening in our education system and in our world. So I went and got my Master of Social Work and became a clinical therapist. So the work I'm doing now marries those two fields together and supports districts across the country to equip the educators in our school systems that are surrounding our kids who need better support for their own overwhelm, but also to better respond to our student mental health issues.
I could not think of a more relevant topic, truly. I mean, every educator I have spoken to, not even just, you know, over the last 3 years, but even just within the last few weeks, have continuously been searching for ways to better support their students. And mental health continues to be an avenue that we just know the more tools in our toolkit, the better we can serve the students in front of us. So I can only imagine that you have had a busy schedule.
You know, it is busy. We're all busy and just in different ways, aren't we? But the thing is because we are so busy, Ray, it actually cannot be a long list of strategies that we give. So that's one of the things we do differently, right? Is because we have to do something that integrates so easily into our daily practice that we'll remember to do it and that we actually will use it. So that's the approach that I've taken.
I think that's why your content, like I said earlier, I'm a massive fangirl. I love consuming your content. I love following your journey because as this community knows, I always think the grandioso ideas are amazing, but I am a scalable systems and routine girl. Like I operate very deliberately in the choices I make. And if it's something new that doesn't very naturally fit as a puzzle piece into what I'm used to and where I want to go, I do it once or twice and then it goes to the wayside. Like it's not because I'm not interested. It's just because I lose brain capacity to be able to remember that new thing I have to figure out versus just going with my flow, going with my routine, and adding in those strategies a little bit more organically.
That's exactly right. And I mean, how many professional development sessions have we sat in and we loved it? We really did love it, but we had to go back and then figure out how we're going to put this into our planning that we've already done, by the way. And then also, like, you have this big binder that you have to go back and look at and make sense of. No way. First of all, we're in a crisis of mental health. If you guys have not paid attention, of course you have. You're there, you're in it, you know. And so we had to have a different solution that was going to give immediate relief. And this is how it's going to do it. And I know, because I've done it and working in our hospitals with teens who are coming in with, but you know, you want to talk about crisis, the teens and their families are going through it there. And I'm able to incorporate it even in that kind of practice. So it does work. It's evidence-based and it's just that easy. It really can be.
So Charlie, I know you're going to share a lot of suggestions for us when we get into our team talk. It may be a little off the record here. I have to tell you, I have started to pay so much more intentional attention to my own mental health as an educator over the last few years. And I really have explored everything from going to counseling on a consistent basis and exploring, you know, anxiety medication. It's really been an interesting journey for me. I can only imagine that educators, a part of this community, might also resonate with not only wanting to support their students, but also wanting to better support their own mental, challenges, right? Hurdles. Have you been able to see both of those dilemmas come up in the work that you've done?
Absolutely. I mean, and that's it. So that's why I named my keynote Thriving Under Pressure, because we have to keep teachers and educators, leaders, everybody energized to show up for work. I mean, really, we have to do that. If our kids are going to feed off of our energy, it's got to be good, healthy, positive energy, not fake, not the fake toxicity, you know, not that. It's okay to be real. You get what I'm talking about. But yeah, the strategies are to actually manage our own overwhelm. And that's why, so Dr. Cameron Caswell and I wrote a book together. And the reason we did that is because people kept asking us, well, how are we going to get all your information? So we put it there. But it really comes down to 9 skills. And they're broken up into, you know, 3 are all about us. Like, how do I manage myself as an educator and an adult in this world of education? And by the way, we work with families too. Dr. Cameron Caswell does that. So we got to manage our own overwhelm if we're going to show up energized and to kids properly. We all know that, but we just don't know how to do it sometimes or don't give ourselves permission. So when it's really neat when I have these superintendents or district leaders reaching out to me to say, okay, let's talk about professional development. I say, great. We need to start with your teachers' mental health and wellness and their function. And they're like, oh, and so when I get in front of teachers, they're like, oh, this isn't about students right now. This is about me. Oh my gosh. So they love it. They love looking out for themselves. That's where we
start. So many good things here. I know you continue to have so many pieces. The book I can recommend. I have it on my nightstand upstairs. I could literally go upstairs and grab it. So everyone needs to go and check that out to make sure that they have all their resources. You know, before we get into the conversation about students and obviously the strategies that you like to provide people with, I would love to look at who you are outside of an educator, outside of obviously running around and doing keynotes and workshops and pushing out content on social media. What are some things that you enjoy outside of obviously the crazy work experience you're in right now?
Well, I absolutely love traveling. And if I didn't, there's no way I could be doing the work that I'm doing because I'm traveling all the time. But it truly is something that I love to do. And that's why when I work with these other districts in North Dakota, Alaska, California, Virginia, all over the place, I absolutely love that part of it. But I'm a mom. You know what? I'm a mom. I'm a wife. I am a huge family person. And I don't feel energized unless I know my family's okay. I don't feel good about anything else I'm doing if I can't connect to them. So there are times that, you know, we don't connect with our family in ways that we want to. And that definitely is something that comes into play, you know, and managing my feelings around that and then working with other people is something that I think about. But then also being able to move out of those times and get energized by the people around me. So I know that there's a tangent I could easily continue going on here, but family is so important. And it always comes back to that in my life.
So So yeah. Good. I hope everyone has some good family time planned. I know December can be such a busy time. So many holiday celebrations, both religious and cultural and everything else. But hopefully everybody here has maybe one thing they can look forward to some good family time, whether your family includes you on your couch with your kitty or your puppy, or family includes lots and lots and lots of other members of your clan. It's really wonderful this time of in season where we can hopefully be intentional with that. Charlie, anything that you're looking forward to with December, with maybe some good family time?
Yes, definitely some downtime, because there's a lot going on in 2024. There's a lot of new things going on. And so I'll be preparing for that in the next couple of weeks. And then I'm having 2 weeks of nothingness, just being with my family, playing games. We play euchre here in Northern Kentucky. So we'll be doing that. Yeah, just some downtime with my families. Definitely.
I love it. That's so exciting. Good. Well, we want to keep diving into the insight here on the Teach Better Today morning show. Stick with us. For sticking with us here in the Teach Better Today morning show. We are currently streaming live on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, and LinkedIn. And of course, as an episode of Teach Better Talk podcast. If you're looking for new podcasts, there are not only so many we can recommend over at teachbetterpodcast.com, but also, guys, there are so many good educator podcasts that if you reach out to Charlie or I, we would love to continue to share with you different ways for you to explore and challenge your thinking. Personally, I'm a podcast girl. When I'm in the car, I just took a few trips that had me traveling in the car a lot recently, and I got all caught up in my podcast. So continue to make that a opportunity for you to challenge your thinking, even if it's, you know, just a little bit of a challenge and more of a relaxation. We are live with Charlie Peck, and we have a lot to be able to dive into. Previously, she mentioned her 9 steps, her 9 strategies to be better in a lot of different areas, specifically mental health. I wonder if you could share a few of those with us, maybe get us in the headspace as we're entering into our Monday morning with students.
Absolutely. I just did a class on self-reflection, and self-reflection teaches us to help manage our overwhelm by understanding the story that we tell ourselves and spiraling out of control. And so often we don't function well because we're stuck in negative self-talk. Now, we've heard that before. But how do you move out of self-talk? So we actually give a visual of what is my story spiral? What am I telling myself here? What is that starts with a thought. There's an emotion attached to that. And then we become reactive. So that is one thing we teach, is how to unravel that story. One of the things, and this is simplified because we take like 2.5 hours to, we could easily take 2.5 hours to just teach one skill, but to change our should language into could. So And it is very simple, but guess what? It's supposed to be. It's supposed to be. So imagine you tell yourself a story about either yourself, about your confidence, about, you know, I should have done this, or my capabilities, or about a student who's misbehaving, which is that happens all the time, where teachers are overloaded. And so what we do is we say, listen, what story did you tell yourself about that student? Or what story did you tell yourself about yourself? What do you think you should be doing, instead of saying, I should be confident, or I should be nicer. I could be nicer. Why am I not being nicer? Or what outcome might that be? So there's a lot that we do just to have that thinking shift, which is what we do in therapy, by the way, but we don't have time for therapy. We don't always have time to do that, do we? So it's little things like that, Ray, that we sneak into everyday practice. I mean, you can do another thing, like we do rapid resets. And that's just to shift the energy while you're teaching. It could be your own energy or the energy of your students. And if you want to think like brain energizers, but it's with a purpose. Brain energizers are awesome, but if we don't have purpose behind them, they're not as effective. So let's say that I notice my students aren't very motivated. Can you imagine that would never, of course,
that would never happen. Our students always walk in motivated and ready, eager to learn with a very open mindset every day.
Every day. Oh, or by the way, if you're running a staff meeting, I know that all of your staff is, they're all engaged. I know, but
teachers are the best students. We know that we are always front row, pencils ready and sharpened. Come on, come on.
It's so fun to talk about it. We can only do that because we're educators ourselves. We can only do that.
Yes.
But there are so many ways to shift. So one thing that we can do is the finger thumb switch. It's the most popular one. If you can just put a thumb up and point your other finger at it and then switch it, go like that. And right. Go ahead. Right. Yeah. But then you eventually do it.
You have practiced this. Hold on. So
I have practiced this
here.
Go ahead. Yep. So here and then slow motion like that.
I'm going to be doing this all day.
Right. Guess how long it took me to do? A long time. But the key is number one, what are we doing as we're doing this? First of all, we're laughing.
Yes.
I mean, it's silly, right? It's silly. And you can laugh and it is silly and it will take you a while to do this. So what it's doing is essentially distracting your brain. So many people are stressing out or they're freaking out about a test. Even some athletes, like what people aren't thinking about is students have a life outside of school. And so they can carry these tools with them and so can the adults in their lives. So go back to the motivation. Imagine that you're teaching a class where kids are a little bit, you know, not motivated or engaged, or you're at a staff meeting. You can actually just kind of stop and say, okay, we're going to do a rapid reset, and they perk up and then they'll do something like this. It gets silly. People are laughing and it just shifts the energy. So little things like that. There's so many, but I don't want there to be too many. I want there to be the 9 skills and then we have some rapid resets. And then listen, there's no program overhauls. It's just these skills, the 9 skills and some of those rapid resets can change and shift the way we teach.
You know, I love this because even just that one rapid reset, I can think of 12 different instances of where I could pull that out, right? That could be a way to set the tone for the beginning of class. That could be a way to ease any stress before maybe an assessment. That could be a way to get ready for a big game that you're preparing for. I would use that right as I'm stepping on stage to speak to a large auditorium. I mean, there's so many different ways to bring that in. And I love that you're focused on the giggling, the distraction, and it really does allow everyone to kind of take a deep breath at the end and say, okay, now we're all on the same page. You know, let's transition here. So
that's right. I will say too, like it's so easy to do with, and there's so many of them that you can do at different times. And I just did a virtual session with 7th graders last night in North Dakota as I'm sitting here, and I was able to do 4 of them. And in an hour session, I just included 4 of them for different reasons, right? Sure. So now that teacher has 4 different times that they can use that in their own teaching practice. And by the way, we sneak it in there when they need their own shift of energy. So it's for everybody's purpose. Yeah. So it's exciting.
I love that stuff. You know, obviously you have a lot to share. The 9 strategies even that we're talking about now is just a small percentage of all the different ways that you can support educators to being better. Yeah. How can they be a better consumer, be a better learner alongside you? Do you feel like social media is the realm? Obviously the book is helpful. What's a good spot for them to get started if they're looking to connect with you further?
Definitely. I mean, social media, I'm on Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it, at Charlie. Yeah,
none of us know what to call it.
I don't know what to say anymore, but I'll just say both. I think that's what we do now.
So, yeah.
You know what? I do have a couple of courses based on need. So people kept asking me, how do I roll this out to my own schools? I mean, I want to give this stuff to my staff at staff meetings. I want to do this in my own classroom. A lot of school counselors, they are in classrooms and they want material, but something that's so simple because we've been teaching SEL for 30 years, which is great. It's great, but we still have a mental health crisis. And so this simplifies that whole process. So based on the ask, I created a certified school mental health facilitator program so that they can, and they can just learn the skills themselves. I mean, it's me talking to them like this with a workbook that they can use themselves and then a facilitator's guide with the slides and everything so that they can roll it out themselves in their schools. There's only one of me. I mean, there's only one of me. I can't be everywhere, right? Yeah. And also, Ray, you can appreciate this. We all need autonomy. We all need to spread this out and keep this thing going for long-term sustainability. And then there's one other thing. They can find that on my website, thrivingeducator.org. You can just go there. But there's also one other thing that I want people to know about it, because if you're an education leader and you want to do something for your staff, you can gift them the mini course that's called Responding to Challenging Student Behavior. Oh my gosh, there's so many students who seem disruptive, and they are, and they're causing some burnout, but really it's about learning how to see that student and humanize them, but also have some really practical tools for yourself as an educator. So that's available too.
I love that. I mean, and it's the holiday season. I know we have a lot of administrators that tune into the show or participate in our admin mastermind every single Tuesday over at teachbear.com/mastermind. And the goal is just to help all of our community here gain access to resources. So if you're currently thinking through what you might want to get your staff, some good professional development to not only help reset them as people, but also help their classroom continue to thrive with strong mental health strategies, I can't think of anything more beneficial. And then maybe like a candy bar. That would be helpful. Like that maybe plus a candy bar.
So many teachers, when I ask them what's on their wish list that's inexpensive, they say coffee and chocolate. So many of them. It's kind of simple.
I think it's great. We just figured out the perfect holiday gift for your staff. Like either a $5 gift card for coffee or a Hershey candy bar plus courses from your website. I think that this is wonderful. Why not?
I will say too, if they're not ready to pull the trigger with their funding, they can absolutely go to the website and there'll be a pop-up for a free school mental health audit. It's 16 pages. They'll print it off. And listen, it's just to get it started, like get the conversation started with your mental health team to see what the strengths and deficits of your current system are. That's it. Start there.
So many good things here. I love it. Thank you so much for taking the time, by the way, to come live and share all your insight. Obviously, you do this full time and are committed to helping educators. And I so appreciate you taking the time this morning to come share with the Teach Better community, because I want to encourage everyone here to stay connected with the amazing things you're doing. So I very much appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I truly appreciate you having me.
Oh, so fun. Everyone else, we hope you have an amazing, amazing rest of your day. It's Monday. We're all wearing blue for absolutely no reason. And we love being a part of your morning routine. Continue to stay tuned with the Teach Better Today morning show every single day, Monday through Friday. And of course, if you missed our Sunday show, which is every single Sunday exclusive in our private group over at teachbettergroup.com, you can go check it out or it'll stream later tonight. So always opportunities to get more freebies and continue to be a learner. Have a wonderful rest of your day, friends. Don't forget to connect with Charlie, and we'll see you soon. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Hey, Teach Better community. Thank you so much for joining the Teach Better Today morning show every single weekday at 7 a.m. Eastern. We have so many resources for you outside of this live stream at teachbetter.com, including blogs, podcasts, and professional development that will bring our team to your school. Wherever you are listening from this morning, please make sure you are sharing and celebrating the incredible educators in this world. And hey, if you are listening over on a podcast to Teach Better Talk, we would love a 5-star review. The comments are always so entertaining. We'll see you tomorrow.